In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
From the beginning of our liturgy today until the end of this Holy Week, there will be one symbol that guides all of our liturgies and all of our meditations, and it is the cross. But to those who were present during Holy Week long ago, how were they involved with the cross? Did they want to be involved at all? What did the cross of Jesus represent for each of them? We hear about Barabbas, the murderer, the rebel against Rome. Pilate offered him so that the crowd could choose him to be crucified. But they wanted him spared. He wouldn't have chosen to be involved with Jesus, not at all. In fact, he did not choose to be involved with Jesus during his life. The message of Jesus was peace and goodwill. The message of Barabbas was, fight for your rights. The cross, what did it represent to him? It was empty for him. And he was glad he had escaped it. And instead, there it was for Jesus. Tough luck, old man. I'm out of here. Then there's Caiaphas, the high priest, in charge of the temple worship, also in charge of keeping the tenuous peace between Rome and Judea. His view of the way that the economy should work between the two was this: better that one man should die instead of the many. He didn't want Jesus around anymore. He had been seeing him as a growing threat. The cross to Caiaphas, what did that mean? It was that weapon that would eliminate Jesus once and for all. Good riddance. Now we can keep that status quo. On the way to Calvary, there's Simon of Cyrene, a passerby minding his own business until he's ordered to help out. Somehow they had to get that man to the place of execution before he died on the way, so they needed help. Simon really didn't have much of a decision to make. He had to help or else. And he didn't want to know what the or else meant. The cross to him, an unwanted heavy burden to have to carry for a while, and then back to his own life. Joseph of Arimathea, a secret follower of Jesus, someone who's respected on the council of the land, he got up the courage to ask for the body of Jesus so that it could be buried properly. Perhaps he's torn with anxiety. What would happen when he was found out? Would there be a cross for him too? It was not a challenge that he wanted, but he took up that challenge anyway. As a result, life would never be the same. And how about for us, the people of God? You and I look at the cross of Jesus and we see challenges too. Like Barabbas, maybe we're glad that we're not the ones to suffer God's wrath. Like Caiaphas, maybe we find that the demands of following Christ get in the way when we try to fit in comfortably with the world around us. like Simon of Cyrene. Maybe we find the cross an imposition when we're asked to share the burden of someone else's sorrow. Maybe we just don't feel up to it. And like Joseph of Arimathea, maybe we're torn apart by the need to witness to Christ when we feel our faith is weak. It's a challenge that we'd rather avoid. But there's one more person in this lesson. What is the cross to God? What is the cross of Christ in his eyes? To God, our Creator and Redeemer, rather than a means of executing divine wrath, it's the vehicle of God's compassion for all of us and a sign of his never-failing love. Rather than the means of accommodating the world's demands, instead, it opens us up to the empowering life that God wants to share with us. Rather than being an onerous burden that's imposed on us, Christ invites us to take up our cross, reminding us that the yoke is sweet and the burden light. Rather than reminding us just how weak our faith really is, we are instead reminded that it is in our weakness that God works more strongly through us. The cross is God's chosen means for our salvation and restoration. It's no less than God's divine way of overcoming weakness and sin and death for all of us. And in the end, the cross is the ultimate sign of God's love. For in the end, rather than being a cross of condemnation and humiliation, it's the cross of victory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.